a woman and being scared of noises at night.
Leah said Weldon didn't make a huge first impression when he rang up her purchases at the shooting range, but soon she realized
he was interested and I was not at first. And he won me over. So.
How did he do that?
He's very witty and has very good intelligence and humor and just a really engaging personality.
Weldon told her about his work with Crystal Harris.
It was just consistent with what I had heard about different people that he had come alongside and helped them feel more confident and safe.
And just like Crystal before her, Leah felt empowered around Weldon.
He's strong, and I enjoyed his strength, and I felt safe around him.
On September 20th, 2014, Leah became Mrs. McDavid. Less than 2 years later, she gave birth to their son. And somewhere in there, Weldon told her about another woman he was helping out at the range, a woman named Diana Lovejoy.
He told me about her husband and she was afraid of him and that they were going through a divorce.
Once again, it seemed Weldon had assumed the role of protector, this time in Diana's life. But Leah thought something didn't seem quite right.
She would text him at all different times about things, and I didn't like that. I didn't think it was professional, and we disagreed about him communicating with her, and I think he saw the need of somebody, both herself and her, even more so her child, who couldn't protect himself and felt like he needed to help.
Something Weldon had done all his life. Leah could understand that. What she could not understand was what came next.
Hello, this is 911.
Hi, my friend has just been shot. Can you call a paramedic?
Yes, we got the paramedics. We're getting the paramedics en route, okay?
A sniper waiting in the dark. But who was the target?
They're hearing multiple bullets whizzing past their head.
Did they find the shooter?
No.
Just vanished.
Vanished.
Late on a moonless night, on September 1st, 2016.
My friend has just been shot.
The man on the line described a scene that just doesn't happen in the affluent community of Carlsbad, California. Multiple gunshots fired, an apparent sniper on the loose.
He was lying down in like a sniper position, like an army. He was hiding in the bushes.
I'm at home and I'm sleeping.
Carlsbad Detective Sergeant Darby Ernst was on call that night.
It's all hands on deck, and we're calling out just about every detective that is available to come in.
Sergeant Ernst learned the 911 caller was a man named Jason Kovach, and he was calling about his coworker, Diana Lovejoy's husband, Greg Mulvihill.
He said that his friend Greg Mulvihill had been shot, and they needed assistance immediately.
Ernst learned that when the first officer got to the scene, he found Greg in his car bleeding from a gunshot wound.
He was shot